The highlight plays, like, what's been your favorite this season so far?
Is he asked me for my favorite highlight of the season. There was a lot in the first game, in the season opener.
Yep.
Like that reversed N1 dunk I had. I don't think it's my best dunk, but like the moment, the bench reaction. Oh, actually, nice. The cross on Derek Lively back to N13 and the bench reaction. That was my favorite.
I love games.
Game winner? No, I don't
want you to buy one. I want that one.
Not for artistic purposes.
For the reverse dunk and transition. Yeah, you've had a lot. Mitch said it's when you get in your stance, you said he can, like, whenever you your defensive stance, he can see you're totally locked in to where you can control the whole game. And he said, like, he always knows that on the other end of that, that highlight play is going to come.
Yeah, being in a stance is so important. Underrated. And it's harder than it looks. Because, like, most of the time you're going to, like, most of the seconds in the defensive position, you're going to be in the stance for nothing, right? But you can't be always reacting. You have to be anticipating. And having the energy to be in the stance is something super important. It's something I've been working on, you know, also rigorously.
Why can't they have Vic, you guys on the playoff push, what's the biggest difference in the vibe of the team ending this season versus ending your previous seasons in NBA?
Last season was very weird.
For sure.
For various reasons, it was a tough season. First season, I think I liked the way we finished my rookie season. We was really, like, figuring it out. I remember one of the best wins in my career to this day is against Denver. I think it was second to last game of the rookie season.
Good.
You know, it's different, but I've always been proud of the way we finished the season.
We've been doing a lot of talking about, like, kind of campaigning for awards and stuff like that, but we have not talked about Mitch as Coach of the Year. We have not talked about Brian as Executive of the Year.
I didn't know about this.
No, yeah, those are awards, but, like, what do you think? Do you think those guys are deserving?
I mean, I guess as an executive, you should probably do in the past years, and I don't see nobody above Brian. You know, like, executive. Because, right, as an executive, you don't, it's not like one off season, right? It's like the whole project,
yeah,
long term, mid to long term, you know, and I don't see nobody above Brian deserving that.
Guys clinch. I'm sorry,
I was about to say maybe a OKC in the previous years, you know, like they had, like their rebuild.
Presti.
He's won it.
Yeah, RC
won,
has too.
Deserve for sure. RC has.
Oh, yeah.
Deserve for sure. But yeah, I can see. I mean, that's just, Brian should win it for sure.
The Mitch part of it.
Mitch, yeah, I don't know what's the criteria to win it, but Mitch should definitely win it. I mean, the culture he's installed, he definitely wins it.
You guys clinched home court in the first round tonight.
Wow.
Can you envision what Frostbank Center is going to be like for that opener?
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Imagine, you know, Baseline Bumps and Jackals being there for sure. I can also see maybe some French people, because the few times they've been there, they really brought that energy and connecting with the Jackals. I can only imagine, but I'm super excited. I'm sure they're going to exceed my expectations.
Thanks, Vic.
Thank you.